This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States is in the midst of the very final stages of indirect talks with Iran aimed at salvaging a 2015 deal limiting Tehran's nuclear activities. This, according to State Department spokesman Ned Price on Wednesday. Earlier in the day, France said a decision on salvaging Iran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers was just days away, and that it was now up to Tehran to make the political choice. Indirect talks between Iran and the United States on reviving the agreement resumed last week after a 10-day hiatus. Officials from the other parties to the accord, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia, has shuttled between the two sides. Western diplomats previously indicated they hoped to have a breakthrough by now, but tough issues remain unresolved. Iran has rejected any deadline imposed by Western powers. Several other sources tracking the talks said that the next couple of days would be crucial in determining whether there was a way to revive the agreement. The last of the three trucker protest border blockades between the United States and Canada was set to reopen Wednesday. The blockade at Emerson, Manitoba, which borders the U.S. state of North Dakota, is the last blockade to be fully cleared. Protests by professional truck drivers, which started in the Canadian capital of Ottawa, have stretched into their third week. Truckers are demanding an end to vaccine mandates and other COVID-19 restrictions. Last week, similar blockades were opened at two other bridges connecting the United States to Canada. But the protest in Ottawa continues. Police have been handing out notices threatening the truckers with arrest if they don't leave. This is VOA News. The United States and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Wednesday that Russia is boosting its military buildup and encircling much of Ukraine, despite Moscow's claims that it is withdrawing some troops. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters more Russian forces, not fewer, are on the border, and they're moving, concerningly, into fighting positions. In Brussels, at a meeting of NATO defense ministers, Stoltenberg said, "So far, we have not seen any de-escalation on the ground. On the contrary, it appears that Russia continues its military buildup." White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki told reporters, quote, "We're in the window where we believe an attack could come at any time." NATO on Wednesday ordered its commanders to draft plans for new battle groups in the alliance's southeastern flank. U.S. officials last weekend had signaled they thought Russia might invade Wednesday. That did not occur, and Ukrainians marked the moment as a day of unity, waving the country's blue and yellow flag. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken denounced on Wednesday a move by Russian legislators to recognize two Russian-supported breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine as independent. Russia's lower house voted Tuesday to ask President Vladimir Putin to recognize the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics, which declared independence from Ukraine in 2014. The European Union urged Moscow not to follow through on the vote by the state Duma. Approval of the vote could further intensify tensions between Russia and Western countries over Russia's military buildup along the Ukrainian border. Members of the White House COVID-19 response team on Wednesday said they're cautiously optimistic about the trajectory of COVID-19 cases in the United States. They said the White House is preparing for the non-crisis stage of the pandemic. During a virtual briefing Wednesday, the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Rochelle Walensky, said the daily average of new COVID-19 cases was down 40% over the past 7 days. She said the death toll was down 9.5%. Walensky told reporters the CDC's public health guidance on wearing masks would be updated soon. But she said while case numbers have been steadily trending downward, community spread remains substantial or high in 97% of U.S. counties. She said the CDC's most critical concern remains the severity of disease, which is threatening hospital capacity. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.